USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Despite assurances from the Federal Reserve yesterday that the banking system is on solid footing, regional bank stocks have faltered this morning. PacWest, which has been hit hard since regional banks started wavering in March, fell a record 42% after the market opened. Shares of another regional bank, First Horizon, fell 37% after it disclosed this morning its planned $13.4 billion acquisition by TD Bank was called off. TD officials say the deal was scrapped because they were unsure when and if it would get regulatory approval. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election and is on Form FD-1023. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over an unclassified document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News last night.
Democrats in the media have covered for this president over and over and over again to the tune of even interfering in an election. Let's not forget that Twitter and the other big tech companies censored stories about Hunter's laptop to try and change the outcome of an election. We need to know what the truth is, and we need to get it right now.
Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. May the 4th be with you. It's a play on words calling back to May the Force be with you, a common saying among Jedi and believers of the Force in the Star Wars universe. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Get top deals on everything you need to freshen up your yard, like the Cobalt 24-volt string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit, only at Lowe's. Was $199, now just $149. Plus, get your lawn in shape with up to $15 off select Scott's Easy Seed Lawn Repair Mixes. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, Scott's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
New York State has become the first state to ban gas stoves in America.
A new state law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces, and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. The new law applies to all new buildings shorter than 7 stories by 2026, and then includes taller buildings by 2029. I'm John Schaefer.
As expected, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point yesterday, marking the 10th consecutive move in another aggressive move to counter inflation. This as the nation's second largest bank, First Republic, collapsed over the weekend from the economic stress. Senate Democrats are launching a new effort to better compete with China.
Speaking on the issue, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had this to say.
There is no reason our two parties here can't come together and send a strong message that we're united in this pressing national security effort.
Schumer also said lawmakers are preparing a new package of legislation in the coming months to enhance U.S. leadership. Lawmakers want to limit the flow of advanced technology to China to deter Beijing from initiating a conflict with Taiwan and block U.S. capital from going to Chinese companies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is officially Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. But it's also Firefighters Memorial Day. Let's join in honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.